Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Deja from Spanaway is. Deja, are you there?
I am here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Deja has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, let's do it.
Woo! From which state do the highest number of cruise ships depart?
Washington?
No.
Florida.
Correct. The two teams playing in the upcoming Super Bowl are the Chiefs and what other team?
Eagles.
Yes. Who played the title character in the Harry Potter film series?
Tom. No. Harry Potter. Pass.
What bird is... What was that?
Daniel Radcliffe?
Yes. What bird is known as the king of the skies?
Eagle.
Correct. What is the capital of New Jersey?
Pass.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow was originally for what musical?
Pinocchio?
No.
Tinkerbell?
No.
I'm sorry.
Earth Day is in what month?
February.
No.
September.
No.
May?
No. How many stars are on the flag of Cuba?
3.
No.
2? 5?
No. No. What artist had the 1983 tour called Sirius Moonlight Tour?
Oh, I don't know.
Deja, you got 4 correct.
Started off real strong.
Yeah. Started off real strong. I know, and it's Monday, so Steve is probably not on his A game.
There's definitely a few he's not going to know on this.
I'm having deja vu.
Oh! I see what you did there. Wow, so clever.
Got a good pep talk from Ryan Castle. I'm ready to go.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. He's here this early?
Yes. If he's here early, my brain needs to be here early, too.
I hope not. Steve, are you ready?
And all he said was, go get him, Steve.
Wow. That's the pep talk.
That's like an Andy Reid to the Chiefs kind of speech right there.
Okay.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
From which state do the highest number of cruise ships depart?
Washington.
No.
Florida.
Yes. The two teams playing in the upcoming Super Bowl are the Chiefs and what other team?
The Philadelphia Eagles.
You know it. Who played the title character in the Harry Potter film series?
Harry. what the hell's his name? Daniel Radcliffe.
Correct. What bird is known as the king of the skies?
It's got to be the eagle.
It is. What is the capital of New Jersey?
Newark?
No.
Trenton.
Wow, yes. Somewhere Over the Rainbow was originally for what musical?
Is that Wizard of Oz?
It is.
Wow.
Earth Day is in what month?
April.
Wow, so yes.
It's right by 420.
How many stars, of course, are on the flag of Cuba?
1.
Wow, yes. What artist had the 1983 tour called Sirius Moonlight Tour?
Sabrina Carpenter.
No. Was she even born yet?
I don't know. I saw her on TV yesterday. I was like, wow, she is really hot.
She's
get the
very
appeal.
Pretty.
I don't know. Queen.
No.
Cher?
No. Steve? You got 8 correct, which is a win, 8-4. Sorry, Deja.
It's all good. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, and I love your name.
I know.
Oh, it's sexy.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Is it sexy because it's half of the name of a strip club?
Maybe. Okay. Maybe that's why. That's what I just think of when I think of Deja. I think we all do. The only one you didn't know, what artist of the 1983 tour called Serious Moonlight Tour? Mm-hmm. David Bowie.
I should have, feel like I should have known that.
Yeah, you probably should have. But you still won. Congrats,
that
Steve.
Was impressive, Steve. I'm not going to lie. We have a big party happening a week from Friday. The Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager Launch Party and live broadcast is going to be happening on Friday, February 7th at Black Raven Brewing in Woodinville. And if you're not able to make it, you could at least go pick up the beer. It is available at your local grocery stores and on tap nearby. You can find all the info on the party and the beer at KISW.com. There is this awesome new feature on the Odyssey app where you can very easily leave us a voice message. We have been getting many messages on there, and someone just left us a message about one of Danny's favorite bands.
Oh, he's going to love this one.
While another one is upset about chicken wings.
He's not going to love that one.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Green Day.
The Daily Migs Show.
If you have the Odyssey app on your smartphone, be sure to check out this new feature we have where you can leave us a voice message. And we have, in fact, been getting voice messages on there. Some have proven to be rather interesting. Yes. So let's slide into our VMs.
Something got you bent and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs. The Daily Mix Show.
You too can leave us a voice message. We would love it if you just wanted to say hi or comment on something from the show or even vent about anything going on in your life. Just keep it under a minute, please.
All right, are you ready for your first voice message?
Cannot wait.
To the Odyssey app.
I just want to know what you guys are actually planning on doing. Are you going to go? Are you just all talk?
Oh, okay. So, sorry. Got to start from the beginning, I guess.
Big Z. This is Mike D. I need to know what your official Creed plans are.
There we go. Now we're talking.
Oh, yeah.
What are our official to go and to have a blast?
Maybe a party bus?
I think we can make that happen.
This is the same guy that went from Ferndale, Washington, down to Orlando, Florida to go see these guys. Epic trip. I just want to know what you...
Seeing Creed in Florida where they were born must have been magical.
Straight from the source?
Yeah.
Oh.
I just want to know what you guys are actually planning on doing. Are you going to go? Are you just all talk? You're not going to see them? What's your...
Danny might be all talk. Because as we're listening to this, he just seems more and more repulsed.
Well, you set this up by saying it was about one of my favorite bands. I was expecting Green Day, Sum 41, Blink-182, and this is what I get? Creed. I hate you.
What's your favorite Creed song? Mine? One. It needs to be played more on the radio. I actually heard it at the mall the other day. That was really weird. Let me know what the plans are.
Because Creed is back, baby, and stronger than ever in 2025.
Yes, we are taking the next day off. We are 100% going to be at the Creed show. I don't know any other details other than we're going to be there. And I know I'll be in the beer garden or some kind of drinking garden, wherever it is, while Three Doors Down is playing.
Yes.
Ooh.
And as far as favorite Creed song? Come on, Dan. I'm even playing you a live version so you can get into the mode.
I'm getting a migraine.
I'm going to hug you so hard when this song plays.
I'm getting goosebumps, baby.
All right. Here
we go. I feel like it's just going to be Steve and I holding each other and Danny and Sarah plugging their ears.
Steve and Sarah are going to be on the party bus. They're not even going to be watching it. Like, okay, I've gotten enough Creed.
Yeah.
That one's definitely my favorite.
So is that White River Amphitheater?
Yeah, okay. On a Thursday night.
Yes, it's going to be a party. All right, here's another voice message through our Odyssey app.
You know what really pissed me off? You order like 10 wings, what? And they come back and they give you like 2 wings and 8 drumsticks.
Hold on, this guy's talking about chicken wings.
Okay.
Order 10 wings and they come back as drumsticks, is that what he's saying?
They come back and they give you like 2 wings and 8 drumsticks. It's like, did I order 8 drumsticks? No, I ordered 10 wings. Give me the 10 wings.
So is he saying he likes the flats, not the drums?
Yes, he's saying he's ordering chicken wings, not chicken legs.
I don't understand. I've never understood this argument. Like, people are adamant about, like, flats or drumsticks.
I feel like we're tribalists over everything.
But I'm like, what is it? They're both delicious. Just eat them.
But if you had to pick one or the other.
I, No, both. I want a good mix of both.
Oh, I think I'd rather a higher percentage of wings than drummies. Yeah, I'm more of a flats kind of person.
I'm a flats girl for sure. But see, I will eat the drum. No problem.
I always pretend like the drumsticks are like little turkey legs, and I still feel like a savage. Like,
fair. But I enjoy eating the wing more.
Yeah.
More. What?
I haven't seen, well, I don't know if I'll ever get to see you eat an actual chicken wing, maybe one of the, you know, plant-based ones.
I promise you that if I ever decide to eat meat again, a chicken wing place will be one of the first places that I go to. Because that's, honestly, when people say, what do you miss the most about not eating meat, chicken wings would be top two.
So now, are you one of those people that can put the whole wing in their mouth and then just, like, pull it out and the bones are left?
Yes.
You can do that? I can't do that.
I used to be able to do that in college really well.
You guys must be good kissers.
Because in college, we would get chicken wings all the time. Like, that was just like our go-to. God. There was a place in Plattsburgh, New York. It was called Monopole. It's a bar, total dive bar type of a place, but it was 10-cent wings.
Oh, yeah.
And so we'd go there on Monday nights, where it's like a dollar for like pretty much a dollar pitcher and 10-cent wings. You could get wasted in full for like under $10.
Those were the days, Steve.
I know.
Creed
was playing on the loudspeaker. No, I'm kidding.
There are some huge tours coming to the Pacific Northwest, and there are a few that will make rock fans very, very happy, Steve. We're going to find out what they are at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show.
If you are a concert junkie, it was certainly a good week for you because 25 new rock and metal tours were just announced over the last 7 days.
Hell, one just got announced this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Incubus.
Incubus coming to Climate Pledge Arena.
Doing Morning View in its entirety. I love these, like, nostalgia, we're going to play a whole album in its entirety kind of tours.
Oh, hell yes.
And what is it? July 15th, they're going to be here, I believe. Yes, with Manchester Orchestra.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Also, multiple festival dates are being announced. People are really excited. And Steve Miggs, you have decided that you would like to put us to the test.
Yeah, I went through a few of them and picked out some of the ones that I feel like we would be most excited about as rock music fans. And I want to see if you guys can name the band. But the trick will be that I'm going to tear apart each track. So I'm going to go track by track. I'm going to remove like the vocals, the bass, the guitar, the drums, and then slowly start working them back in to see if you can figure out what band we're talking about. So we'll go track by track. I'm going to isolate the tracks and see if you can name the song.
Okay.
Or name the band. I'll keep it simple, okay?
Right.
I will give you guys a hint. All of these bands I'm going to play are playing Climate Pledge Arena.
Climate Pledge is stacked right now.
I know. Some bands, and I'm just like, I don't know if they can fill Climate Pledge, but you know what? Good luck to you.
Yeah.
All right. I feel like this one will probably be the easiest of the ones that I've got for you guys. Are you ready?
So ready.
Okay.
Nine Inch Nails.
Wow.
Boom.
Wow. Let everyone at least hear it for a half a second. Jeez, Taryn.
She really did get like in the zone though. Like she closed her eyes. She was like almost like yoga position, ready to listen.
Sometimes if you remove one of your senses, it heightens the other senses, gotcha. Danny. So you close your eyes, it will help you hear better.
Yep, they're going to be at Climate Pledge Arena. August 12th. Okay, that one's easy, I feel, though. Okay, you ready for... I feel like maybe Taryn shouldn't even be allowed to play.
Okay, I'll let you guys figure out this next one.
Oh, aren't you a charitable person?
I'll give you guys a moment.
Okay, here we go. Again, a band that's playing Climate Pledge Arena. Or an artist.
Billy Idol.
Oh. Boom!
Yeah.
Well done, Danny.
Thank you.
Taryn, did you know it?
I got it just before he got it.
With Joan Jett, Climate Pledge Arena, September 20th.
Nice.
Did you get it, Sarah?
I would have eventually maybe got there.
Got it. Maybe like right here.
Right here. Now I got it.
You know what I realized when I was like listening to some like Billy Idol songs? That a lot of his stuff, production-wise, might not be timeless, but the songs themselves really stand the test of time.
Oh, yeah.
They're so damn good. All right, one more. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
So ready.
Taryn's got a look on her face like she already knows it.
I don't think I do yet.
All right, a little bass.
Ooh. I don't think I know this one.
How about some guitar? Still no. Shinedown.
That was tricky.
It's Shinedown, Steve.
Thank you, Danny. Nailed it. Danny wins. They're coming with Bush August 8th at Climate Pledge Arena.
Oh gosh, we have a nice year ahead of us with these shows. 206-803-ROCK. We have a simple question to ask you, Rockaholics, and it involves football. So if you're a football fan, call in now. 206-803-ROCK, and we will ask you a simple question after Whitesnake.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs will be facing off in Super Bowl. What is it? What number is it?
2025.
On February 9th. This will be the. I'm so glad we're really plugged in. This will be the Chiefs' seventh appearance in the Super Bowl and their third consecutive appearance.
And this could be a history one for them.
To be with Sarah, I mean, it is kind of cool to see history happen.
Yes.
But I also feel like I'm an Eagles fan for this.
But also, I don't think I'm ever going to look back on it and, like, I'd be sitting around, like, gather around the campfire, kids. Let me tell you about the time I watched the Kansas City Chiefs win their third consecutive Super Bowl.
And, well, this is also the opportunity for the Eagles to avenge their loss to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. So this leads us to want to ask a simple question. That simple question is this. It's Eagles versus Chiefs. Joshua from Gig Harbor, who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl?
Eagles. No, I'm just kidding. It's the Chiefs, baby.
You punked us.
Are you a Chiefs fan?
I've been a Chiefs. Yeah, I've been a fan since number 11.
Oh, okay. Dude, so this has got to be bonkers for you to watch this team and what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. And the guy, the backup quarterback with the Eagles that won the Super Bowl, I hope that mofo got some money.
Oh, I think he did. And also, he got the greatest nickname, which was Big D Nick. Do you remember that?
I don't.
Nick Foles?
I don't. I've never heard that.
Of course, I'm the one who remembers these stupid things. He apparently, with rumor has it, was he was quite the guy in the locker room. And that was his nickname amongst his teammates.
I'm concerned for you, Steve.
Big Rick Nick.
The things that stay in your mind.
Once I saw him, they showed him on the TV. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's got a giant package. Let's go. I don't know.
Our simple question to Nathan from Kent.
I can't be the only one that remembers that nickname.
Nathan from Kent, it's Chiefs versus Eagles. Who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl?
Fly, Eagles, fly. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
So you are an Eagles fan, I'm taking it.
I'm a Hawks fan, but I got to root for Saquon in this one. He deserves MVP.
Dude, he was so...
He doesn't get it.
Nathan, he was so much fun to watch yesterday.
Oh, my God. Play one of the Eagles game. Just gone.
That's awesome.
Rock on, Nathan. 206-803-ROCK. Our simple question to Justin from Ferndale. Justin, it's Chiefs versus Eagles. Who you got in the Super Bowl?
If the media's not the option, then definitely the Eagles.
I know. I want to see the refs win this one, right?
Right.
No. Oh, yeah, no. They have been playing a great season all year.
It has been funny. Like, I'm not one of those conspiracy theorists but man, oh, man. Some of those calls definitely fuel the fire for conspiracy theorists. I was like, was it the one where, like, it looked like Josh Allen definitely got the first down?
Yeah.
And then they even showed him, like, how did they not? And then there was another one where it looked like he didn't have possession of the ball. That one I felt like was like, you know, I personally was like, oh, that seems fine to me. But I know some people are losing their minds about that one.
I think the refs are just smart enough to know that if Taylor Swift is happy, then the world is okay.
Is that what it is?
You got to keep Taylor Swift happy.
You're just doing it for the ratings, baby?
Yes.
I'm getting some text messages. I got your back, Steve. I remember Big D Nick as well. Another one. Don't worry, Steve. I remember that fact as well.
Well, look at you guys.
There's even a definitive history of that nickname on Reddit.
And we call you Mini Migs. That's our nickname for you.
Wow. You said you weren't in the locker room when I was changing.
Rockaholics.
I need better security when we do these festival shows.
How would you like to beat Mini Migs?
It's an opposite nickname. It's like, you know, when you call a big guy tiny.
Sure. Yeah.
He has a record of 23 wins, 17 losses, and 4 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 750.
The Daily Migs Show.